You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
A sure-footed gelding is nice, as is a smart mare. But as we learn in this episode of Barn Stories, there's no trail riding companion quite like a rambunctious, goofy dog.
The essay we've pulled from our archives for this episode is a bit of a departure in that it's mainly about a dog. But horses figure in the story too, and we think you'll appreciate all the characters involved. Honestly, this is one of my all-time favorites.
Our story's protagonist is a dog named Drew. He's a troublemaker, wearing out his welcome at his own home and every home in the neighborhood. He didn't seem to fit in anywhere until he found himself accompanying a local rider down the trails. The description of that first outing is going to bring a smile to your face. It's one of pure canine joy. Ultimately, this is a story about finding your happy place in the world. For Drew, like many of us, that place is with horses.
Let's listen to Where He Belongs, written by Julia Daig and read by Taylor Autumn.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Equine and Colicare, an innovative approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Designed with research-backed ingredients and a unique support program, when your horse is counting on you, you can count on Colicare. Learn more at smartequine.com/colicare. That's smartequine.com/colicare.
I didn't like Drew when he was young. No one did. A black and brown dog of mysterious breeding, he was the neighborhood troublemaker, often punctuating his antics with a jaunty wave of his curled-up tail and a mischievous doggy smile. Drew was constantly taking walkabouts, venturing far from his own 3-acre yard, and it wasn't just harmless exploring. He went around through garbage, chased chickens, and sprang through hedges to surprise unsuspecting joggers. He stole toys from my yard and ran after me while I exercised my horse. And heaven help you if you left your door ajar. Drew thought nothing of walking into any house, trotting down the hallway, and having a drink out of the toilet. But he had a particular fondness for getting into trucks, a fact that once got him stuffed into a cage at the county dog pound, after a disgruntled neighbor opened the door to his pickup and Drew jumped right in. His owners, who didn't seem to like their own dog very much, rescued him from the shelter, and soon he was back to his old tricks, irritating every neighbor within miles. But it was Drew's wanderlust that eventually brought the two of us together. It was a beautiful California morning, and as usual, when I have spare time on such a day, I was getting ready to take my horse out on the trails. I finished hooking up my trailer to my pickup, loaded my horse in, and checked to make sure I had packed everything I would need for my outing. Finally, I was ready to go. But when I circled around to the driver's side of the truck, I found the neighborhood nemesis waiting patiently in the passenger seat. He cocked his head. "Well," I heard the question clearly in my mind. "I suppose you want to go," I grumbled. Drew wagged his tail and stared out the windshield. I'll take that as a yes. To this day, I don't know why I let him stay. Why I didn't just drag him out of the truck and go on my way. Perhaps it was the small sadness in his eyes. He knew he wasn't liked. That's hard for a man's best friend. So I climbed in and started for the trailhead, the uninvited hitchhiker seated beside me. The road was long and dusty, and Drew didn't appear to be enjoying the ride. For a while, I wondered if my moment of generosity was going to be rewarded with redecorated upholstery. But we reached our destination without incident, and the dog jumped out. After running around and eating a little grass, he was ready to go, and he let me know that he would please, please, please like me to hurry. Usually, I don't rush grooming and saddling my horse, but the dog was charging around so full of exuberance, I found I couldn't go slowly. When the time finally came, Drew raced to lead us down the trail. The joy pouring out of him was uncontainable. He ran out, then back, then out again. For every mile I covered, Drew ran too. He drank from every puddle. He crossed every stream 2 or 3 times. Every small carcass was chewed and tossed in the air. And a fresh cow pie, he found nirvana. It was a banner day for him, and Drew let me know. His eyes gleamed and his tongue lolled out the side of his mouth. He barked and ran in circles around me and my horse. My gelding was unimpressed. He knew the dog well, having spent not always amicable time with him in the pasture, and he paid no mind to the creature running around his legs. Out and back, Drew ran again. Then the dog went up over a hill. A few minutes later, he reappeared on the crest. Suddenly, chest on the ground, tail in the air, he barked, "Come on, over here! There's so much more to see!" I clucked my horse into a gallop. Drew spun around and raced ahead. The dog, who wouldn't stay in his own yard, was clearly having the time of his life leading this adventure. It's a big world, and all Drew ever really wanted was to see it, and drink in it, and roll in it, especially to roll in it. That evening, as we headed for home, I sensed the dog brown eyes focused on me and the darkening cab of my truck. Then I felt the pressure of toenails on my forearm. I swear, when I turned around and looked into those eyes, I could see gratitude. Drew began to make himself my dog that day. When I arrived at home, he hung around with me at the barn for a while, and then drifted home. He was hungry, and that was where food could be found. After that, we went out on the trails together several more times. Drew would hear my truck and just show up. After each ride, he stayed with me longer and longer. Eventually, the owner said, "Here's his bed, here's his toy. He seems to like you better than me. I think you should just go ahead and keep him." And that's what I did. Since then, Drew and I have traveled many miles together, both in the truck and out on the trails. He is, as are all companions of his ilk, generous and non-judgmental, a perfect complement to a perfect team, woman, dog, horse. Age is starting to catch up with Drew these days, but he continues to lead all of our adventures. And still, after all this time, I see nothing but happiness in his eyes at the beginning of every trail, and gratitude at the end. I only hope he can see the same in mine.